Recorded in Seattle, Washington. It's an earful in the Emerald City.
Hold on to your butt.
Where local and national gossip is twisted with comedy. Starring Shoddy and Slim. Two typical guys who hold nothing back.
What the hell is so great about that?
To make your jaw sore.
Oh, that's nasty.
Get your mind out of the gutter and give it up for Shoddy and Slim.
My circumcised is like lipstick.
Yeah, it's just a clear facade, but once you start sucking on that D, it's gone. It's all over the place.
Right.
You know, he didn't do enough there. He didn't do enough. Now that's a good start right there. You know, come in with the cum jokes. That's how we're doing it here. Yeah. Now that we're on the big 3-0. All
right. Big 3-0.
Yeah. No kidding. So, I'll just bring it in here in a minute, and we'll just run with it. So. But, we'll get into the weekend, but holy shit, man. Episode number 30.
Episode number 30, the Tray Zero.
Earful in the Emerald City, you guys are listening to us right now. Thank you guys for joining us. We appreciate it on this, what is actually the golden episode for me. This is my golden episode. We forgot to celebrate yours. You know, you weren't narcissistic enough and as selfish as me to bring this kind of non-information up. But the golden episode here, number 30, guys. Who would have thought? More than a half a year. But yeah, thank you guys for joining us. We got a good show here for you. We're going to try to keep it a little tight this week, too, like we did last week. I think that kind of worked for us. So we got a couple things we got to get into here and discuss with you guys. But stick around. First off, I want to get in. You teased about it last week. So you know what? Let's just pick this thing up right where we left off last week. You know, for the people who were here with us last week,
and yeah, sure,
yeah, you teased the Port Townsend. How did the trip go, huh? Your little voyage.
Man, I had to put on my college party pants for this.
Oh yeah,
yeah, it got wild.
Nice. You bought the Letterman's jacket and everything.
We didn't have Letterman's jackets in
oh
school.
Jesus!
But I busted out with the baseball cap. The baseball cap. I busted out with the bandana. Kickstands. Wanted to wrestle some people, but I was the biggest motherfucker at the party. I was partying with a bunch of folk talk students that go to C-Dub, Central Washington.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. And they had their final project at the beach house, and they were just shooting a lot of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And their final project landed on Sing of the Mile, so they're like, oh, fuck it, let's throw a party.
Yeah, I don't think that wasn't a coincidence.
Yeah. I ate a bunch of burritos, saw some cake stands, played some Ultimate Frisbee.
Ooh, nice.
And man, I wanted to get this dude to wrestle me, man, but he saw my size, and he was like, nah, man, I'm good. He's like, your size, but... He's about 5'4".
My god!
Yeah. I'm like, hey man, I'll barely touch you. And for those who've never seen me, I'm about 6'1", 235 pounds. So I'm a pretty big dude, and I can bench almost 300. So
that's crazy though. That 5'4" guy didn't want to wrestle with you.
Yeah, and you know what? You know. When I had some drinks in me, like, he tried blindsiding me.
Oh.
He tried blindsiding me.
Wow, really?
Yeah, and then I turn around and I get him mad. Like, I'm like, let's go. Let's go. He's like,
and he tapped out immediately.
I hear him whisper to himself, fuck, this is a bad idea.
Those little guys, see, that's the thing. He might have already known when you asked him. He was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna fucking go at it with this fucker. But he's like, I gotta keep it on the low though. I'm not gonna tell him. So I'll catch him with the element of surprise later. He's like, no, I don't want to do that, man. I don't want to do that. Little did you know, bam.
Yeah.
But Jesus Christ, that's that sounds exciting. Wrestling.
What?
Burritos.
Yeah, I crashed on the couch. I crashed early. I crashed about 2:00 and. they kept partying. They were partying until about 4:30, and I crashed on the couch where they were dancing. So there was a bunch of loud music, a bunch of drunk white women and Asian women dancing, and one of them accidentally sat on me. Sat on me, and I was pissed because I was asleep. Like, I'm a deep sleeper. I can sleep through loud music. And I got up, and I said, "What the fuck is this?" So I don't know why I got so mad, because it's a fucking party. And
Oh, my God. Jeez, you probably terrified those people.
Fuck it. No,
they probably didn't sleep for the rest of the night.
No. They
stayed
made,
up in shifts. Keep an eye on them. Keep an eye on them. I don't trust them still.
They made some bomb-ass breakfast burritos the next morning. Fucking bomb-ass. Oh, man, what's the name of that meat? It starts with a... It's two words. Starts with A and C. It's like Mexican meat.
Carne asada?
Yeah. Man, they put that in the breakfast burritos.
Nice.
Oh, my God. It was so good. They had pork, bacon, eggs, and that. And flour tortillas. It was so good.
I got a serious question for you here.
Yeah, go ahead.
How much longer is it going to be till we classify the burrito as its own food class? How much longer? I mean, what are we waiting for here? You got breakfast burritos with steak in them. You got Mexican burritos, wet burritos. I mean, it's just a great food delivery system. None better. It's about time we just give it its own class. The wheats, six, come on, we know that's ridiculous. All right, let's cut that shit in half. Get burritos at least two or three servings a day. All right, I think that would be a fair amount. I mean, Chipotle, God, I love that place, even after the E. coli.
That's where I was for dinner before I came over here.
No, I mean, it needs to be done soon, man. Okay, we need to get serious here. I think it would be a nice gesture to the Mexican population of this country as well. You know, it'd be like a peace offering. That'd be our peace offering to them. We're not going to give you immunity or citizenship, but we acknowledge your food is delicious. Yeah, thank you.
We kind of slapped.
Gracias for your service.
I mean, we gave him a big slap in the face a long time ago with Taco Bell, because Taco Bell's bullshit.
I got a soft spot for the Bell, man. I don't know what it is. No, I just making a run to the border.
I like their gorditas. Back to the story, though. We left the beach house to explore Port Talbot, and we went to this burger and shake joint called Nifty 50s. And, man, for the first time in my life, I know how it was like to sit in a color-only section. No, I'm kidding. But
oh, my gosh.
It's Nifty 50s. I walked in there. I'm like, oh, so this is the place where my grandparents got harassed.
Yeah, do you think just to keep the authenticity, do you think the racism kind of stays alive in there? You know, just
actually, a bunch of Mexicans ran it.
Oh, really? So they definitely are racist against black people, though.
Oh, shit. You're damn Skippy.
And they definitely didn't like black people. I see, yeah. Oh, hey, you know, I mean, it's tradition. Yeah, I mean, what do you want to do, you know?
Oh, my, fuck you, man. No, had a great burger and fries and a badass vanilla milkshake. And then we took the ferry and came back to Seattle. It was great. One of the best parties I've been to in a very long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the nice thing about when you go out there, too, out in the boonies, places you don't normally go. And then you hit those little spots, those little mom and pop spots. And they're similar, but they're all just a little bit different. They all have that little twist of how they do things at their place, that special seasoning, that sauce they put on, all that kind of shit. And you get to experience all that when you go out there and you're part of that, and there's no fucking McDonald's around everywhere. Oh, 2 for $3. Yeah, get some mozzarella sticks. You know, all that fucking bullshit. You know, you get some legitimate, bad for you, but delicious tasting food. You know, so that's fun, man. That's fun. That's good. It's good getting across the water there too, doing that kind of stuff. You know, so it's kind of crazy. All the nature, scenery, and all that shit we have, like the whole Olympic Peninsula. No one ever gets out there, and that whole thing's fucking crazy. A bunch of mountains, forests. There's a rainforest out there. It's fucking nuts, dude. So that's cool. But nice. So you had a fun little weekend.
It was.
Yeah.
It was. Even though I blew some.
A guy?
I blew Don't, unnecessary. Oh, okay. Shut up. I blew some unnecessary money. Okay, so they had a keg at the party. Mm-hmm. $5 for a cup, all you can drink.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up buying...
You gave him 10, right?
No, I bought $40 of Corona that I still have left. Has been touched since Friday.
Oh, man, you gotta, that's a good stockpile there.
Yeah. There's actually a party at the Northgate house next Friday.
Dude, you'll drink it, all right? Don't worry about it. It's not going to go bad. I know you, man. You like them Coronas.
Actually, I'm more of a 40s guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. Poor that's old. A steal, man. Honestly, that's where you see inflation truly present itself, is in the price of little things. Like, you got a keg cup for $5. That's insane, man. That's insane. That's hard to come. Usually it's either they're not asking for any money, or people want like $10 because it's like a keg of some nice beer, you know, some good ass shit. And most of these assholes are going to drink 8 or 9 beers anyway. So give me $10 or at least you get something. But that's where you see a lot of inflation, though, man. It was 5 across the board before, and now it's like, yeah, I guess 5. Thanks, that's cool. But this keg was like $160, so I'm still out like $150. But thanks, bud. Drink all the beer you want. Enjoy yourself.
Well.
You made it. I'm
the
sure
way
it worth
they
it, but...
the way they had it organized that so they would know who paid for the keg was they had different types of cups. Blue cups were only for liquor, and the red cups were
color code cups.
Yeah, and they hit the cups. Triple C. So if you were drinking beer from a blue cup, you didn't pay.
Mm.
You didn't pay. And the guy that threw the party, he was gonna have me volunteer and just walk around and fucking play Debo.
Hey, can you do me a favor? Can you be the scary black guy at the party that is gonna punish people who don't pay up? Fucking nicest guy there.
Yeah.
That's funny, dude. I mean, you know, that shit's expensive. And even if you pay $10, man, most of these motherfuckers get their money's worth. But I remember my brother, he had a New Year's party at their house. They had this house that it was a huge house. It was like one big house. It was basically like a split level, though. They could have two separate levels. It was like 7 bedrooms. A ton of guys lived there, you know, all in their early 20s and shit. I was still like high school at the time. And they threw this New Year's party, and they ended up having like 6 kegs, and they just charged everybody $10 at the door. Come in, drink all the fuck you want, you know, go crazy, go nuts. And they ended up getting like 200 people there, and they fucking made, between all the roommates, they ended up making like $1,200 or $1,300 on the party, you know, just with charging $10 flat admission. And it was fucking nuts, dude. They had a DJ, you know, there was a guy at one point was carrying a full keg up the staircase by himself. No surprise, his name is Big Benny. You know, this guy just fucking built like a Mack truck, you know, huge chest. I mean, the guy was stacked, but he's carrying a fucking keg up the stairs on his own. And the best part is, later that night, he was taking a cookie sheet and sliding down the stairs on his stomach because he was so fucking drunk. And doing it over and over and over again.
Where was this house at?
This was in Kenmore. This place down near Lake Washington.
Fucking Bothell guys.
Yeah.
God damn it,
dude. This guy. I'm surprised he didn't break his neck. He did it like a half dozen times at least. I mean, the guy's sliding on his face down a staircase. Just like, this is insane. This is madness right here. This won't last forever, but enjoy it while it is. It's crazy, but yeah, they threw some good fucking parties, man. And when you're the young person, you're always getting in on like the cool shit, you know? It's like when you have an older brother or sister, even if they aren't necessarily that cool themselves, you still get a little bit of credibility just from having them, you know? Just from having that person that's fucking will beat your ass if you start talking like a fool, you know, too much, so... But you didn't have to worry about that, because you were the bigger brother. So
yeah, I never experienced that, and I've never partied with my little brother. I don't know my little brother, that son of a bitch. He's on a different level than me, man. I don't know if I can hang with him.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, I don't know if I can hang with him.
Wow, we might have to get him in here.
Shit. If he comes to Seattle, he'll never leave. He's a Loud and Proud Austinite in Austin, Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, well, I, dude, Austin no longer, Austin, the drunkest city, one of the drunkest cities in America. Mm-hmm. I can't confirm if it is, but it is the home of Sixth Street. No longer has Uber and Lyft service.
Oh, what? They probably need it more than anybody.
Because I think, from what I heard, Uber and Lyft wanted the city to pay for background checks and fingerprint tests, and they wouldn't. Some shit like that.
Wow. Uber, those guys are fucking swift and harsh negotiators these days, dude. They do not fuck around. The place I'm working at right now, we have to do like income verification and shit like that for people before they move in, so obviously they can afford the bills. And we get a bunch of people who drive for Uber and stuff. These people, sometimes they are not making shit, dude. I mean, depending on what times you go out, you can go out like at the prime drunk times when it's the most expensive to get a ride, obviously, because they know you're fucked up, and you can make some decent money, you know, maybe $20 an hour or something like that. A lot of the time, though, dude, you're making like $12, $11, maybe $13 an hour driving around, and you don't get any compensation for your car or any mileage that you put on your car. None of that shit, dude. So all that wear and tear that goes on your car, which most of the time is like new, like these people, I see a lot of people who they're going to drive for Uber and they get into a payment, you know, on a Focus or whatever, which is a pretty cheap car, but still you buy a brand new car, you're looking at like a $300 payment and you get locked into this payment, you got to fucking drive for Uber. Dude, it's almost like you're selling yourself into slavery almost, you know, for this company once you make that decision. I mean, those guys don't fuck around now, man. I mean, and I try not to use Uber just because of that. Because, I mean, they charge some outrageous rates sometimes. Sometimes, you know, a maybe $20, $25 cab ride. Sometimes, if it's the prime time, that could be like $40 with Uber. You know, I mean, they're fucking using their power as much as they can right now.
Man, they're fucking bending you over and fucking you with no lube, sounds like.
Well, and it's just software. That's all it is. It's just software. Everybody else does all the work. It's just they built the software, and everybody decided to use it. And it's everybody is driving. They're the ones that do all the fucking work. They're the ones, cars are getting the wear and tear. I mean, it's crazy. One of the months, one of these people, I think it was driving. I think it was doing what's the food one? They got a food service like fan or sidecar or there's some kind of food delivery service. I forgot what it is. Oh, Postmates, that's what it is. But somebody who was doing Postmates, and you know, nobody tips because the food's already too expensive because they added a big delivery fee, so no one really tips, and the orders aren't even that big a lot of times. You know, it's like $15, $20. So even if they gave you a little something, it'd be like a dollar or whatever. One of the guys, his first month he was doing it, he lost money. He ended up losing, like, I think she said it was less than $100, but for the month, his income was like negative $82.
Oh.
Like, you're getting so fucked, dude. It's, oh man. It's, I mean, it just shows you these days, if you let somebody take advantage of you, there is somebody who certainly will, and they will do it for the lowest price possible. So be wary, people, but God damn it. You got to love that Uber, though, man.
I've never used it.
I can't believe you never used it. You fucking cheap son of a bitch. God damn it.
I rarely drink in Austin. Seattle.
and even more rarely in Austin, probably.
Oh, well, shit. It's been a while since I drank. I haven't been to Austin since 2013. And, I went to Sixth Street, but I didn't get fucked up. So, yeah. Anyway, man, speaking of random news, man, you did some research.
Random news. Oh, that was definitely random, the way that you came about that. That was certainly was. That angle was certainly random.
I can't transition like you. Not on podcast, at least.
Well, you know, that's a fine art, man. That's a fine art, and clearly, we both have a little work to do in that department, but no, man, I'm just fucking, I've just been seeing all this news lately, dude, and I don't know, it's kind of freaking me out, man. It's kind of freaking me out. Have you heard there's been a lot of, like, earthquakes and stuff going on? Have you heard about this?
Yeah, some small little mini trimmers
some
around the sound area.
Yeah, some where, you know, Dwayne Johnson wasn't even involved, you know? Oh, he didn't have anything to do with them at all. A few of them.
Corny motherfucker.
A few of them, so... That one's coming still, but no, dude. I did some research. I've just been hearing crazy stuff. I've been hearing about a lot of earthquakes. You know, a lot of shit going on. Pac Rim. Okay, I'm talking Pac Rim alone, and I did some statistics. And just in the last month, guess how many earthquakes there's been along the Pac Rim that were a magnitude higher than 5.0. Actually, you know what? It's in the month of May. It's not even in the last month. It's in the month of May.
How many?
Yeah, how many?
Four.
Four. It was actually 17.
What? 17,
just in the month of May.
Holy shit! Month.
And, dude, this is only 5.0, or this is only over 5.0. So these are only the serious quakes. You know, these aren't no little. You guys need to see them right now. We got to start recording this. These aren't just little quakes, man. These are. You know, they'll shake some shit up. They might do some damage.
Hell no, man. I'm from Texas.
17.
I don't do earthquakes.
Yeah, those are man made down there. But even those, you don't want to fuck with. You know, 17 though, and that's just in the Pac Rim. That's not even the whole globe. But listen to this. It gets even better. Okay. Two places that have been hit particularly hard, okay? Particularly hard. Again, we're still on the Pac Rim here. Kyushu, Japan, and Ecuador in South America. Okay, just that country in general. I mean, I don't think their recording data is too precise, so they just generalized areas. But for each of those places, in Japan, they've had 71 earthquakes in the past month in Japan. 71, and just in this one city, and in the country of Ecuador, they've had 56, and in each of those countries, they both had one that was over a 7.0. The one off the coast in Ecuador was 7.8, dude. So something's going on with the Pac Rim, man. This plate is fucking shifting, man, and eventually it's going to be our turn.
You know, I always talked about how Texas is the land of natural disasters, and then you bring up these fucking stats to me, and now I'm worried.
And these are, a lot of these are in islands, you know, like pristine areas, like tropical islands, but they're on those lines still, though, you know, so they're feeling the quakes. I mean, nobody's safe, man. Everybody's got something to fucking deal with, whether it's your personal life, whether it's the goddamn weather, or whether it's your fucking job, all right? Everybody's got some shit they gotta fucking deal with, but this, I mean, it's crazy though, man. And you know, you almost think, what if everything's shifting towards Asia, and then, like they said, fucking California just gone, just gets ripped away, and it's sunk into the sea, you know, never to be seen again.
That'd be nuts.
Because a lot of those big quakes are happening over there in the Indonesian islands, in Japan, you know. I mean, it's fucking crazy though, man. I couldn't believe those numbers though, just for those individual cities. But you know, you honestly want to know my theory is about why all this is happening right now, why the timing is right now. It's either the Russians are controlling the weather and the planet, or more likely, I think it's the planet is seeing what's going on with mankind, you know, and it's sick of our shit, and they've seen that. What's going on with Donald Trump in the election, and they're realizing that we're finally weak enough now to where the planet can actually make a move and try to take us out, you know, try to have an offensive against mankind, because we've just been pummeling them for hundreds of years, just time after time after time, and just been killing them over the last 200 years especially, and the planet's like, fuck these guys, it's our chance. They're weak. Look at this guy. Look at this fucking clown. He might be president.
They're not going to give Trump chance. They're like, They're gonna be like, fuck that. But you know what I'm scared of? You know what I'm gonna be more scared of if the big one hits here? The volcanoes are gonna erupt.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a monster.
Yes, we do.
Named Rainier.
A sleeping giant.
Yes, a sleeping giant.
Mm-hmm.
Which I am just. I am batshit scared.
Mm-hmm. You know that thing is gigantic, too, because you can drive all around Lake Washington, and different little parts, as you're driving on the freeway, you'll get a glimpse of it. You'll catch a shot. You'll come over this hill. You'll kind of round over, and it'll be a clearing, and boom, you'll see Rainier right there. It just takes a big chunk of the skyline, and there it is, and it happens everywhere. And even in the urban sprawl that we have here, you know, so that just shows you how massive it is. And yeah, that's a motherfucker, man. That's a I think that's a bad way to go too. I think it's a bad way to go because I think it's like a slow choke. You know, it's a slow choke. The ashes in the air, plants start dying, people take cover, everything starts dying. You know, we start running out of food. People, yeah, it's all covered. It's just I think that's a bad way to go. I don't know. That could be. But at the same time, how fucking amazing would that be to watch? Like, if we knew it was coming, and it was like,
eh. Oh, but, this is amazing, but it's Armageddon!
Well, yeah, but hey, you know what? If it's the end for everybody, might as well get a good view.
I'm going to play some Aerosmith. I don't want to close my...
You might as well get a good view, man, you know? Get a good view of the action. Fuck it. And at least, because I almost feel like I'd be honored, you know, to be one of the last, if that's how civilization came to an end. You know, I'd almost feel honored to be there with people. You could sit there and with people and be like, well... You know, hey, we had shake hands with the guy next to you, give him a hug. We had a good run, you know? We had a good run. I mean, America 200 years straight, mankind the last 10,000. We had a good run, you know? What do you do? At least we didn't blow each other up with nukes.
Well,
know?
We're near take out all of Washington.
It just depends on the blast, because if you think about it, you know, it depends on how much of the mountain itself goes up into the atmosphere, you know, that was why St. Helens was crazy. It's because it's not a gigantic mountain. It's not even one of the top mountains as far as size goes, but the whole hill just collapsed and then boom, went up in the air too. You know, there was a big mudslide and then the cloud went up in the air too. So there was so much sediment just because so much of the hill got changed forever, you know, with the blast. So it all just depends, man. I mean, if it was going to be a bigger blast, more than likely it would take longer for it to build up, you know, so it probably wouldn't happen in any time near our lifetime, you know. But if it was a smaller eruption, it could happen. But no, it depends. If it was a small eruption, I mean, it could just flare up and it would cause a lot of problems here, but, you know, maybe not necessarily huge. So it all depends on the roll of the fucking dice, man. Maybe if those plates keep shifting and boom, hit up, they force a pocket of magma in there, who knows? But if it's a big eruption, yeah, we're completely fucked. No question. I mean, this whole country at least is, if not.
Really? You think Rainier can take out?
Oh, dude, to think of that cloud of ash that it could put into the air and just be swept over the Midwest and then just taken to the East Coast. Oh, dude.
When I think of...
All the crops are dead. Oh, man, yeah.
When I think of volcanoes doing major disastrous damage to a large area, I think of that movie with Tommy Lee Jones,
mm-hmm.
Jones and Anne Hesh. Volcano.
Oh, God. The one where it's in L.A.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Dude, there's not even an active volcano near L.A.
I know. Oh, Dante's Peak.
That was a good one. That was a little more realistic. You know, there was a there's a chance of that. And I think they were kind of modeling that around like a Rainier, maybe a Mount Hood, you know, something like that. Maybe something a little bit smaller. But I think that had a Northwest vibe to it for sure. But yeah, it just all depends though, man. I mean, if it's a big enough blast though, even we're 30, 40 miles away. The shock wave alone could take us out if it was a big enough blast, you know, just the explosion going off and when we're just vaporized, you know, it just all depends on what we get.
Shit.
So
the rest of the country, fuck. Well, about 90% of the liberals are dead.
Yeah. And the conservatives will slowly kill each other off, just like pretty much they are doing now, actually.
Yeah.
You know, just kind of slowly killing themselves off, but. Yeah, well, and it's funny we think about talking about this too, because I hear they're talking about St. Helens, and they're saying there's been earthquakes around the mountain, and they're saying that the magma stores are being recharged. I mean, that's a fuck right there too, dude. So it's just the unpredictability of it too is just what makes it so terrifying, you know. I mean, I guess with the volcano, they'll probably have at least a slight notice, but the earthquake, that shit just kind of happens, and you ain't doing nothing.
It just kind of happens?
Yeah, just find a doorway, all right, and hope for the best. Maybe jump in a bathtub. That seems to work in the movies.
If I can survive tornadoes, I can survive a volcano. Actually, no, that's a big fucking reach. I'm just trying to make myself feel good, because I don't like talking about this, because, man, growing up in the South, earthquakes, volcanoes, you learn about them in the classroom, but that's the last thing you have to worry about realistically. Mm-hmm. And then you come up here, and I swear to God, there was one time I was driving across the I-90 bridge to Seattle, and all of a sudden, the bridge, I'm driving straight, I haven't been drinking, mm-hmm. but and there was no wind, and for all of a sudden, I just feel shaking. I'm like, what's going on? Okay. It's like a little, I don't know if it was like a little tremor for like 10 seconds or what.
Well, the wind is strong enough to move that shit, dude.
Oh, okay, so yeah. It could have been the wind.
Yeah, it can be. They've had to shut it down for that before.
I thought it could have been that crack I smoked earlier.
No, that just shows you how much of a fucking pile of shit that bridge is, so. But
have you tried the new 520 yet?
No. It's not free, is it?
No.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to try that. No.
Okay.
I don't go to the east side enough to make it worth it.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I'm sorry, they ain't getting their fucking payment back from me. I don't think so. Mm-mm. Yeah, dude, that's fucking... That's some shit, though, man. I don't know, I still feel like to be part of the last graduating class of mankind. I'd feel honored, man. You know, you could give that person a handshake and say, nice job, man. I just think, you know, everybody's got to go out somehow, and hey, at least we're all on the same page. As long as we don't all descend into chaos and, like you said, start shooting each other and getting crazy. And
I'm going to Walmart, and you know what I'm going to do.
Oh, my God. You're going to be the instigator, the nicest guy. You don't suspect him. The nicest guy, and then when shit hits the fan.
When shit hits the fan, you know what I'll be doing at Walmart.
Get out of the way, Granny.
Bitch, get out of the way.
You're walking too damn slow.
Oh, God. Man, I hate old white folks. I really do. I hate old white folks, man. They piss me off. God. I have this thing for old white folks, man. They piss me off. They're annoying.
They're nice people.
No, they're not. Not yes, to me. I will never forget.
You're too loud for them. Their ears hurt as it is.
Yeah, I don't know if I remind them of someone they used to pick on back in the 50s, but and they're like, oh, this nigger.
Clarence. You gotta be nice to the old people, man. Okay, you gotta be nice to the old people, man. Because the thing is we all aspire to be an old person. We all aspire to be an old person. Nobody wants to die at 45 years old. All right, I got way too much shit to accomplish to get done in 15 fucking years. All right, there's no way I'm gonna barely be able to get it done if I have 40. All right, I mean everybody aspires to get old at some point. So you got to be nice to the old people. And that's the first thing that hit me. But. Yeah, I, you know what, the thing about being old, though, that scares me the most, I've been thinking about recently, is how goddamn long every stupid, mundane, day-to-day task that you have to do takes you when you get old. I mean, it's fucking insane. Like, just, this guy was walking, because of my gym, he's an old guy, he's a pretty old guy, he's like probably early 70s, I mean, he still shows up, he's there consistently, I see him pretty regularly, so he's doing his thing. Oh my God, dude, I was running down to the gym, and he was crossing the street at the same time as me. We crossed the street, I ran across, I went a little early too, I didn't wait for the light to tell me, went in, did my hour and 15 minute, did my whole fucking workout, came out, and he was just at the front door. When I was walking out, he was just at the front door.
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh. But I'm not kidding you though. It was almost 20 minutes before he was in the gym with me, you know, before I saw him walking around. And it's just like, holy shit. And he was just walking there, you know. It's like I'm fucking running as fast as I can, like the speed in which we can still do things even at my ripe old age of 30 years old is something I will never take for granted, because I can feel it slowly slipping away from me. So I will never take it for granted. But we all aspire to be that old person, though, man. You know, we all want to live long. Don't you want to? How long do you want to go? What would you be happy with?
80.
80? That's average. So, you know, that's about where you want to be, I guess. Honestly, I think I'm probably going to be happy if I get to 70s, man. With how much fucking weed I smoke.
Weed's good for you, though. Don't let the people. Do not let the white man tell you anything else, any different.
They have been saying it can cure cancer lately, but unfortunately, I only hear it from potheads. So their opinion is a little biased on the subject, unfortunately.
Well, if doctors, hospitals, if they did use it, who'd be put out of business? The pharmaceutical companies.
Yep.
So that's why. Speaking of marijuana,
Hillary Clinton's donors.
Yeah. Speaking of marijuana, here in Washington, I heard cops are having a tough time doing sobriety tests on people that have been driving while high.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's because there's no way of fucking knowing. That's the problem with THC, is it stays in your system. If you're a regular smoker, it's in your system for 30 days. So it's like, what are you guys going to give me a test? You're going to test me for THC? Like, you're going to give me a piss test here? Okay, well, yeah. You know, I smoked 3 days ago. I'm not fucking high right now. I was high for an hour and a half. I'm not high now. I mean, how are you going to prove that? It's completely bullshit. So if you're somebody who smokes in this state, just fucking get some Visine and some mouthwash and, you know, deny it till the end. And deny, deny, deny. I think that's what OJ's attorneys were telling him back then.
Yes.
But, yeah.
And Bill Clinton's advisors.
I mean, maybe. Yeah. I mean, maybe at some point they'll figure it out. I don't know, but they don't have it yet, man. But I'll tell you, though, if there is a way, they'll figure it out, dude. Okay.
They'll figure
it out, because this is a revenue source that they are not going to miss out on. All right. With all the tax dollars and all the money being spent at the stores, at the retail shops, they know there's the second tier market here to be had. And they're going to fucking get their piece, man, which is bullshit. But I'm telling you, it'll eventually happen, unfortunately. So, even though I think some people drive better when they're high, you know, I'd rather have, this is how I look at it. I would rather have 10 people on the road that were driving, that were high as shit, than one person who is constantly looking at their cell phone while they're driving. I'd rather have 10 stoners on the road around me, you know? I don't care than that one person who's on his cell phone, because that's how you fucking get an accident, dude. Driving is the most easy and mundane task ever, as long as you keep your fucking eyes on the road. That's all it takes. That's all you got to do to be a good driver, okay? That's all it takes. Just fucking watch the road. Don't watch the stereo. But how the fuck did I even get here, though, man? Speaking of weed, you know? Jesus Christ, I'm all over the goddamn map.
I brought it up.
You know what I've been doing? Right here, I've been doing, something I've been working on. I've been doing some mansplaining. I think that's what I've just done here to you.
Mansplaining.
I think I just mansplained you, Rashad. I think one man to another, I just mansplained you. And I'm so sorry about that. I apologize. I don't know have you read about this at all?
No.
Oh, man, this is the newest thing that, that we men have done that just makes us the terrible people that we are, basically, you know, the kind of things we do. The mansplaining, this is a new one for me now. I have a handful of SJWs on my Facebook friends list, so, you know, you get some of that stuff in the, oh, come on, don't give me that look. Those are the social justice warriors. SJW or SJWOA, Social Justice Warriors of America. That's also something they'll go by too. Either one works. But, you know, I got a couple of them on my newsfeed, and posting this shit about mansplaining, and it's talking about how, you know, when men talk over you and try to explain things to you in a really condescending way, and this and that, and don't validate you and all this stuff, and just another thing that we, the pigs that we are as men, do, you know, to just vilify the woman in this country who are so oppressed, you know, and have it so terrible. You know, they don't get equal pay. They don't. We mansplain to them all the time. We spread our legs. We manspreading. Do you know this one? This is the new one now too. When you go really wide, you know, when you go on to air things out a little bit, you know, even just for a minute or so, when you're on the train or on the bus or whatever, this is manspreading now. And this again, this is not to be tolerated. All right, this is not how a civilized society works. All right, we've evolved past this, so we need to get our act together.
Do you have any idea how easy you have it compared to me? You are.
I do get away with more mansplaining.
You are a white male in America.
Mm-hmm.
You are a white male. You don't have to go through racism. You don't have to go through sexism. Someone can look at you when you go in a job interview and be like, "Oh man, I'm gonna give him a fair chance." Whereas in me, they're gonna be, "Oh, this loud nigger." No, I
banged the boom.
Yeah. So I kind of get where the women are coming from.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you know, it is. I'm not going to sit here and say it's. I don't enjoy the fact that I'm a white male. Okay, it's fine, you know. But talking about job interview. It's not like I've ever been handed the job. Just like I never like walking in.
No, I'm not saying
shook hands with them. Like they're like, "Oh my gosh, you're 30 years old, decent looking, and white. Oh, you didn't even need to come in. We could have just sent you the paperwork before you even showed up." You know, it's like you gotta impress them just like anybody else. Okay, yeah. You gotta knock those socks off. You gotta impress them. You gotta show them something. And it doesn't matter what color you are. Yeah, maybe they might have a little bias against you or how you sound or how you talk. But you know what? That's on you, though. That's on you. You got to understand how people react to you. You know, you can only control so much. I mean, they're going to react to you in certain ways, and you can try to help that out and kind of tailor that, but you can only do so much. So maybe a lot of those situations, you got to go a little less to start, you know, a little less, and then you want to bring on some more, go ahead and throw it at them, but you got to feel it out. You know, you got to know person to person, so.
No, I'm not, no, okay, I'm sorry. I did not mean to have it sound like, "Oh man, you got it made like instantly." I know that you're gonna have to go in an interview and still earn that spot.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I can't be dull as fuck. You know, I got to be interesting.
Yeah,
I got to spin a few plates for him. You know,
but I'm just saying there are some people, and I'm not talking about all companies. I'm saying there are some people who work for companies who will not hire a woman. Because they think that she can't do the job because it requires heavy lifting. It's not a job that, it's not a stereotypical job that a woman would have.
Women, honestly, I don't think women like to work as hard. I don't think women like to work as hard as men. And I'm not trying to be an asshole when I say that. Oh, give me a second here. I don't think women... I think they look for other things, okay? Guys and girls, when it comes to looking for jobs, they look for jobs for different reasons. Guys, when they look for a job, they look for a job that is high-paying, pays good, and guys tend to do a lot of jobs that are more dangerous. You know, 97% of workplace fatalities are men. 97%. So they do those more dangerous jobs. A lot of times those are high-paying jobs. Guys do jobs for different reasons. They do it to provide for their family. They want to make money. And that's why they pick those jobs that pay more, is because they're doing that job to make money. Whereas women, they bring more things into the equation when they choose their job. It's not just about the pay. They're not just looking for a job that pays a certain amount, okay? They're looking for other kind of benefits. They're looking for things like flexibility, looking for things like health care maybe, you know, paternity, somebody that has paternity leave, things like that. I mean, they don't have the same goals in mind. You know, flexibility, a little bit shorter hours. They might want to, raise a family at some point. I mean, this is my issue with the whole wage gap, which I call myth. I mean, it's completely a myth in my opinion. I mean, is there certain industries where the pay is not the same? Of course there is. But is there certain industries where women are getting paid more? Of course there is. I mean, you can't forget about those, you know? I can keep going all day. I mean, I see the thing is I got even more statistics here. You know, I got even more statistics. I mean, if you really want to delve into this one, the BLS, okay, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, who run a lot of these stats, when they figure, you know, you hear the wage gap argument, what is it? Women make 78 cents, is that what they say?
Yes.
78 cents on the dollar for every man, okay. So when they factor this in, when they calculate these numbers, they only use full-time workers. Okay, so that's the first skew of the data right there, is the fact that they only use full-time workers. And how that skews the data is there's more men that work full-time, and as far as part-time workers go, there's twice as many women who work part-time than men. So I think 13% of the working population that works part-time is male. I think about 26% is female. So it's twice as, that's twice as many people there. So right there, you've skewed the data. You know, you've taken where we're working a lot more full-time hours and just making more money because we're working full-time. And, you know, and now you've skewed it just because of the certain people you're picking. And when you look at those part-time jobs, you know, when you get those hours, not as many hours, but you know, you may be a server, you may be working a casino, something like that. Women are making like 20% more than men in those kind of positions. So, you know, that kind of, that makes up for a certain amount of what they're missing on the full-time spectrum of the argument goes, you know. So, I mean, you gotta take in the whole thing. You can't just pick and choose the stats you want to go with. You got to bring them all in and then make your decision then.
When women demand equal pay, they demand it in their line of work. I don't think a female teacher is asking to get paid the same amount as a male construction worker. I think what they're really talking about is that, you know, for instance, if a female teacher has just as much or more experience than a male teacher, and the male teacher is getting paid more, I think that's what they're pissed off about, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so and I hear you on that argument, but here's another thing too you got to keep in mind. When it comes to negotiating, especially like early on in any contract negotiation, men tend to negotiate harder. Like that, again, it just comes back to they're taking a job and they're doing it for money, you know, whereas women, they're going to do it maybe because they want some flexibility in their schedule. They only want to work part-time. You know, they got other important things they want to worry about, like the rest of their life and what they're going to do with themselves, than actually some job that they don't particularly love that much, and they just kind of do because they have to, which is a situation that I think a lot of people are in right now, especially, you know, underqualified men like myself, unfortunately, you know? So, I don't know. I just think that I think it's a tough. I mean, what do you? If this is a problem, let's say this is a problem, and we'll forget about all that stuff I just said. If this is truly a problem, I mean, what are you going to do to fix it? You're going to make a bill that says women get this much, guys get this much. I mean, is it ever going to be perfectly even and perfectly fair, and you know, everything the same across
the board? We need to work on it.
I mean, we could bring them back to the middle a little bit, I suppose, but it's never going to be perfect, though, man. It's never going to line up just perfectly, and that's just the way it is, you know? That's just the way it is. But I know a handful of girls who make more money than I do, dude. And some of them don't just make more money than
I do. What do they do?
They make a shit ton of them.
What do they do for a living, though?
I got a good friend who she's a mortgage broker. She works for a lending company, and she.
Okay, of course she fucking makes a lot more than what you do for a living.
Mm-hmm.
She
well, mortgage yeah, broker. Well, and you know what? And she's.
But if you were a mortgage broker, do you think you'd be making more? More
she's,
than her.
She's doing good, man. She's fucking doing it. She's crushing it right now.
But you, do she's you crushing think, it. Do you think your base salary?
I mean, I don't know if she'll be crushing it forever, but she's crushing it right now. She's got a good base, man. She's got a good base, and I ain't talking but about her backside here. Do you think
your base
here, okay?
salary would be more than hers?
I think.
Same ex- saying if you're okay, going into okay, the line
yeah,
of work.
Yeah, pose the scenario. Okay, give me the scenario.
If you were going into the same line of work, both of you had the same amount of experience.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think your base salary would be more than hers?
Yes, I do.
Why is that?
You want to know why?
Why? Yes, I do.
Because I know for a fact that I would negotiate much better than her. Much better than her. I know for a fact. And because I know her. I know her as a person, and I know me. And I know how I approached the last job that I just got into. I'm making a job switch right now. And, you know, although I certainly didn't get all my demands met, they were at least listened to and heard, and, you know, we made some considerations for the future. So I just know I will. I mean, and that is the only reason why I can say why. I mean, if it was like an unspoken rule that you just had to pay women less, like you said, like the 78 cents, don't you think there'd be companies that would be hiring all women so they could save like 20% on their worker, you know, the money they're paying out to their workers, which is probably the biggest expense? I mean, don't you think companies would be doing that all over the place?
Is it proven that women don't negotiate as well as men, or are you just assuming that?
I mean, I'm assuming that.
Oh, so you don't know. So it's not a fact.
I mean, I don't know a chart or a source on the internet to refer you to check that out. But I mean, I'm pretty confident in saying it. I wouldn't have thrown it out there I was, you know, if I had no bias to it at all. Okay. So I just think so, man. And again, I don't know why it needs to be construed as a bad thing either. You know, like I said, women choose other reasons to do stuff,
but not all women do. And men do. And there are men who have jobs for flexibility and for the benefits, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not women.
I'm one of those, actually, to be honest. I'm one of those. My new job is it's going to be a pretty flexible schedule, and that was very important to me. And, you know, I took a slight pay cut to start because of that. So I agree, and I hear you, but I'm just saying that in general, in the vast majority, that's how it is. And, again, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think it shows more critical thinking on the part of women. I think it shows that they understand what's going on with life and what it's about and like what's important. I think they realize that fucking work is just work, and that's all it is. You know, I mean, I don't know why it has to be a bad thing. You know, I don't understand. You know, why it's just completely got to be negative and oh, we got to fix this. We must stop this. You know, this has got to stop. I mean, it's just it's insane. You know, and if some girl is talking stupid and she's saying something that's not factual and not true, I'm gonna mansplain her. Yeah, I'm gonna mansplain her. I'm gonna talk over her. I'm gonna interrupt her. I'm gonna say, no, that's completely. You're making this up right now. You're making this up. You don't know what you're talking about. You're making this up. And I'm gonna do it. I mean, if your facts aren't right, you know, then you're gonna hear it. I mean, these people who get mansplained, how are they crisp and on the point when it comes to all their facts and their figures and their statistics? I don't know. I see there's probably a slight error of margin of operator error involved to a certain extent there, you know.
Call me crazy. That's like someone coming up to me and saying all lives matter.
all lives do matter, man.
Yeah, they do, but all
lives do matter. And, you know, I mean, if you really feel that way, then you got to try to keep everybody on that equal footing, you know. So,
and the same ones that are saying all lives matter don't think that transgenders should. Yeah,
we're coming back to this one. Fuck me. I still had more material from last week, even though we got into this. More material. Man, that really changed them. Oh, there we go. Yeah. That's a little bit better. Sorry, guys. I'm kind of fucking with my mic here.
But anyway, I think we're going to wrap this up here.
Yeah, man. I've been mansplaining for way too long.
Yeah.
And I've offended some people. I'm sorry, you guys out there. No, hey, thanks for listening, guys. We went a little short here again, but we're trying to keep it tight, fresh. So let us know what you guys think. We appreciate you listening. And yeah, if you guys actually enjoyed it, which that would be a shocker in itself, but if you did, maybe tell a friend, you know, help us out here, because we're lazy fucks and we don't do anything as far as marketing goes. So, and we're not proud of it, but We're not. We're going to try to work on it. So, but yeah, thanks for joining us. Episode 30, you guys. We appreciate it. Join us next week. We will be back. We love you. We appreciate you. And we just want you near us and close and all that kind of good stuff. So thanks for joining us, guys.
I got some candy for you, too.
Oh, nice. All right. See you guys.
White Van. Hey, and I am Shoddy. Make sure you follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And we are out.
Thanks for joining Shoddy and Slim on An Earful in the Emerald City. Hope you survived this torture. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Join us next time and tell your friends about the show.